Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Friday, October 9th, 2020. Today he is again asking us to celebrate. You are always in God's presence, because there is nowhere else. As new information concerning corruption in high places is released into the public domain on a daily basis, people are opening much more readily to the idea that they have been basically asleep and dreaming, and that the shadow side of the human collective has for eons been working hard to set people against each other by intensifying their sense of the differences between themselves and others, and by persuading them that these differences are bad and can harm them. Many of you, with numbers increasing daily, are realizing that this divisive way of thinking needs to change, and are becoming aware of the enormous creative possibilities available to you if you will listen carefully and lovingly to one another without preconceived ideas or negative judgments. An integration of your light and shadow sides needs to occur, individually and within nations, and you are beginning to see this. And by setting the intent to be only loving whatever arises, you are making this happen. This is a perfect reason to celebrate. You may well believe that celebrating in these confusing and very unsettling times is totally inappropriate, but I would like to remind you that by celebrating you strengthen your life force and your energy field, and you intensify the flow of love into and through your hearts, enabling you to engage far more easily with the joy and peace within yourselves, always present but often ignored or avoided, as you focus your attention and your resultant anxiety on the distractions of the news cycle and social media. With so much attention being focused by so many on the negative what-if possibilities that the current news cycles encourage, the general level of your energy fields is weakened, leading to fear, anger, depression, and ill health. To celebrate is essential because it uplifts and inspires all who participate, and doing so helps you to find your way through the maze of confusion that the COVID-19 pandemic has caused. You are all the beloved children of God, whom he wills to live in peace and joy, presently immersed in a dream or nightmare from which you need to awaken. You are awakening, and in this moment many are experiencing that unsettling and frequently disturbing state that often occurs in the moments before awakening, in which you appear to be in a strange and unwelcoming place from which there seems to be no exit. In fact, this state is the exit. It is the moment prior to awakening into reality. While you are experiencing it, it can seem interminable, and then, like morning mist, it will dissipate, allowing the sun, love, to shine through. You are not lost and abandoned waifs in a strange land. You are the divine children of God, having a dream from which you cannot avoid awakening. Most of the time, the dream or nightmare can and does seduce you into believing it is real. It is not. Reality, where you have your eternal existence, is a state in which you experience infinite peace and joy in every moment. Now, the only moment, the eternal moment in which all existence occurs continuously and without interruption. Therefore, celebrate. Go within daily to that holy inner sanctuary that is present within each of you, and allow love, your true nature, which is always present within you, to embrace you. It only waits for your permission, and your permission just means to surrender any and all negative self-judgment about your value, self-worth, or any belief that you are an undeserving sinner, and any other sense that might convince you of your unworthiness to be in the presence of God. You are always in God's presence, because there is nowhere else. Just acknowledge that divine truth and joyfully accept the divine embrace, instead of fearfully warding it off as you attempt to convince yourself of your unworthiness. How could any creation of God be unworthy of his love? That is an impossible condition, so celebrate in the divine assurance that you are fully worthy of every gift he would bestow upon you. The many of you who are parents know that you could never withhold love from your children. So it is insane even to imagine God withholding his love from you. Open to his love and allow yourselves to awaken. With so very much love, Saul.